Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
A 21-point fourth quarter for Stephen Curry. Second 20-point quarter this season, 44th of his career. That was in the fourth quarter. But the Warriors were outscored by the Blazers 40-32. The Warriors give up 40 points. Second game in a row, their defense hasn't been where it has been for most of the year, which has been really good. And they surrender 136 overall to Portland and lose by 5. And again, these are winnable games that are starting to slip away from Golden State. You know, we're roughly, what now, 13 and 14. That's 27 games. You're getting close to like almost a third of the season now. In fact, you are roughly a third of the season through. And so, you know, at some point, the Warriors are going to have to win some games they're not supposed to win in order to climb back up in the standings. Well, 33 in the second half for Curry, his third 30-point half this season. The other two were that tremendous two-game run in San Antonio. He hit 12 threes tonight, part of a 48-point night, 12 of 19. The 12 threes are the most in a game this year, and it's his 37th 45-point-plus game. Warriors previously were 27 and 10 in those games, now 27 and 11. And just crazy that he did that. And Warriors with their 14th clutch game of the year. They go to 5-9 in those games. And 7 of their last 8 have been clutch games. So they've been in all these games. They're just not getting the wins. It's the fourth time they've had 20 or more threes. Of course, 12 of them from Curry. The other 12 were scattered amongst the rest of the roster. And it's his fourth 40-point game of the season, 45th since turning 30 years old. It passes Michael Jordan. But again, as I mentioned on the air, all that's great, but you lose the game. And not that, you know, and I think somebody had to come along the ride with Stephen Curry, and they couldn't get anybody jump-started that way to a big degree. All five starters scored in double figures, two off the bench in double figures. Brandon Pajemski had some really good minutes in this game. And then 10 points for Buddy Hield. But, you know, if you really look to it, it's their defense. They allowed Portland to shoot 50%. They allowed the Blazers to get a good start shooting threes, as they have. 20 of 39 for 53% against Golden State tonight. 51%, I should say. And that's just, you know, when a team shoots 51% from three, you think you're going to win. The Warriors shot 51.1, but Portland shot 51.3 from three, and that's just, you know, you're not going to win games that way. And I think the Warriors have a little soul-searching to do after this one, and again, have to find a solution to all this to try to come out of this. And they've got a home-and-home with the Phoenix Suns. Home-and-homes are always difficult to try and sweep, and it's going to be a tough task for Steve Kerr and crew. Now, the good news is that they're reasonably healthy. Al Horford was the only, or actually, and the GP2, they were the only guys who did not play in this game tonight. So I think that's something to look forward to, that if the Warriors can get something going, try to find the right combinations, and that's all part of a tough task for the coaching staff. Warriors fall to 13 and 14 on the year. Portland snaps a three-game losing streak. They had lost 13 of 17 coming in, and that's their 10th win of the year. They're 10 and 16. So the Warriors lose this game tonight, and turnovers hurt them badly at times. 18 overall, resulting in 24 points. They were dead even in the turnover battle as well. But they were outscored by 7 at the free throw line, lose the game by 5. 26 of 29 was Portland from the free throw line. And even though they took 6 more free throws than the Warriors, but they made 7 more than Golden State did. And that's really probably the only tangible difference you could look at. They got out-rebounded in the game. But the second chance points, 24-18, not a huge downside there. Outscored by 3 in fast break points, 4 in points in the paint. But it really came down to I thought, defensive execution when they needed it, and they just did not get that tonight. And that's why they're 13 and 14 on the season. Whether it's been a great defensive night and they don't score, But again, when you get Steph Curry scoring 48 points, you should win the game. And they are unable to accomplish that. They'll have to try and do that against Phoenix coming up on Thursday night.